Congratulations! Today's the day I decide whether or not to let you out of chastity and reward you for enduring 3 months of lockup with a nice, wet, deep throat blowjob. I can see you're so ready for a break. Your cock is purple, and the inside of the tube is all misty and streaked with leakage. Your balls are swollen and blue. That looks painful. It's not that I'm worried about your health. I know how to care for a precious chastity pet. You've had your prostate milked every other week, and every few days I tie you to the chair, remove your cage, and examine your skin to make sure there's no irritation or breakage. I stroke you a little to make sure your circulation is good, and give you a nice sudsy wash and thoroughly dry you with a fluffy towel. You even get a full, well, however long it takes with the ice pack under your balls, for your cock to breathe while we wait for it to get soft again so I can lube you up lightly and lock you up nice and snug. I'd say you've been pretty spoiled, but I have to confess, I'm conflicted. The purpose of putting you in chastity in the first place is twofold. One, you're so much more focused and productive and attentive when you're in chastity. Your world's better at eating pussy. And two, well, it makes me so horny to hear you beg to weigh your cum-filled balls in the palm of my hand. It would be a shame to let all that go. Hey, I know what we'll do. We can both get what we want. First, let me take these panties off. This idea is turning me on so much, I've already soaked them. I bet it'll turn you on, too, once you hear. I've got to throw them in the wash anyway. Let's stuff them in your mouth. Be right back. I need to run and get some packing tape. There. Now those panties will stay put. So, here's my idea. I'm gonna suck your cock over the chastity cage. See? You get your blowjob, and I get to keep you cocklocked. It's a win-win. You're gonna give yourself whiplash shaking your head so hard. I know you're excited, but don't hurt yourself. Shift your ass to the edge of the seat so I can get at those big, beautiful blue balls, too. I never neglect the balls when sucking cock. There we go. What? I can't understand you with those panties in your mouth. But we know each other well enough that I can read your facial expressions. We've bonded so much during this chastity period. Aw, no need to cry, sweetie. It's my pleasure. Oh, I know what guys like when getting head. Let me pop my tits out so you can see them for inspiration. No. I said see, not touch. Don't make me tie your arms down. This is supposed to be a treat. You can hold my hair for me, though. But don't thrust too hard. The ring may chip my teeth. Now, let's draw some nice figure eights back and forth across that nutsack. Jeez, it's the size of a softball. It must be so sensitive. I bet my tongue's gonna feel so good. And now back to this cock. I remember all the little details that make a blowjob special. Like this little spot right under the head. just the tip of my tongue. Then licking around and around the head like an ice cream cone. I love sucking cock. We should do this more often. My mouth is so nice and warm through your tube, isn't it? Oh, I'm making a bit of a mess, aren't I? Look at all that spit connecting my mouth to your cage. But you don't mind sloppy head, do you? Well, that was fun, but it also made me so horny. Look at my pussy. See how wet I am? What? I can't understand you. Here, let me take my panties out of your mouth. You didn't come? Oh, well, I never said you could come. I just said I would suck your cock. The blowjob drove you crazy? Me too. Hence the wet pussy. Sucking cock always makes me soaking wet. Plus, isn't that what blowjobs are supposed to do? Oh, your balls hurt. Should I tie you to the chair and examine you for owies? I suppose you could use a cleaning anyway, and so could that cage with all the spit and pre-cum. Okay, but eat my pussy first. Then we'll give you a nice wash, a nice ice down, and it's back in the cage for you. Did you enjoy that? If you'd like to read more about my tastes and kinks, please feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. And if that's really got those balls overflowing and you need my attention right now, go ahead and check and see if I'm accepting sessions right now. My regular hours are between 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time, pretty much every day of the week. And the number to reach me is 1-800-356-6169. Bye now.